Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, you and I both know we are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, somebody has to say it. So
yeah, and that somebody is us.
Yep.
And we'll say it till the days we die.
Yes.
But even the most beautiful people in the world, like us, have those days when they feel not so great about themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's just having a brain and being a human.
Mm-hmm. And also living in our society, maybe. Mm.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm referring to Britney Spears, who just opened up on social media about how being in her conservatorship really took a toll on her self-image.
Yeah, especially the way her creepy-ass dad, failed gym owner Jamie Spears, made her feel.
Just gotta say, it's so rich for somebody who can't even make a gym work to criticize someone else.
Oh, so rich. So rich.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, May 4th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Most of us can be pretty hard on ourselves, I think. Our own worst critics. They say the most dangerous neighborhood is your brain.
Ooh, do they say that?
I don't know. I heard it once. It's got to be true. It doesn't help if the people closest to you, though, are also trying to bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
And Britney Spears just opened up on her social media about her own struggles with her self-image and how her family made it worse during her 13-year conservatorship. As we all know, that conservatorship is what allowed her family to control her finances and her personal decisions.
Right. And yesterday, Britney posted a black and white photo of herself as a teenager on her Instagram. And in the caption, she said, "One thing the conservatorship did to me and one of the things that hurt me the most is that I was always being told I was fat and never good enough."
Mm.
And Britney places a lot of that blame, of course, on her dad, Jamie Spears, who was the conservator of both her and her estate for many years. Britney says in the caption, "My dad always made me feel like I had to try big time. He ruined the deep seed of my existence, the seed that made me feel beautiful when I was 13. She also goes on to say he ruined her confidence, swag, and inner dialogue.
This is literally the exact opposite of what a parent should be doing to their child.
Yeah, Yeah, it wasn't until this moment when I thought, you know, Jamie Spears isn't a good dad. I wasn't
sure.
Get
your head out of the sand. Obviously, yeah. This kind of pressure and negativity from family, it would take a toll on anyone's mental health. Yeah. I feel like the world is already so brutal. So if your own family isn't supporting you, backing you up, it's just shitty. Mm-hmm. And Brittany says her dad's attitude towards her even affected her sex life. She says it was completely ruined.
Yeah, Brittany says her dad made her feel ugly and added, therefore, I was. Mm. She also says, trust me, feeling pretty is a whole different world. I know because I've witnessed both. And Brittany says she understands that this may make some people feel uncomfortable, but adds, good. Uncomfortable conversation is great.
She's right.
She is right.
I love uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah.
Especially ones at Italian restaurants about Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, my God. Those are my favorites for sure. Although I prefer the ones I'm just watching from afar.
Yeah, those are always best. But it is, I gotta say, Jamie Spears already creeptastic.
Yes.
But the idea that he's essentially infringing on her sex life is just...
Mm-hmm. Well, it just shows, like, how important, like, especially as a little girl, like, how your father treats you, I think, really sets the tone for how you let men treat you in general for the rest of your life. And if this is the kind of jackass you're dealing with, then of course you're going to feel this way.
Yeah, not a great model.
No.
Brittany also, in her post, talked about the times in her life when she did feel pretty. She started the caption off with, 13 was the age I actually felt kind of pretty. But she said she always felt pressure to be perfect and pretty, and that pressure led her to become rebellious as she grew up.
Yeah, so Brittany says wanting to rebel from, you know, the pressure to be perfect caused her to go to extremes. She says she went wild and naughty, but also says those rebellious days made her feel hot. And there have been a few times during Brittany's career when she did go rogue. Like, of course, we remember the impulse head shaving. She would get tattoos on a whim, which, listen, I'm all for. If I had a tattoo artist friend, I'd be so tatted. And of course, there's that period of time where she spoke in a British accent for no reason. But I feel like that was maybe a Madonna influence, if I'm being honest.
Okay, here's my thing about all of this. All of these things seem like regular run-of-the-mill rebellion. Like, none of this seems, oh my God, this girl is out of control. Like,
well,
shaving your head, people make wild hair choices all the time. Getting tattoos on a whim, do that all the time. Speaking in a British accent, I personally can speak to that. So none of these things seem outrageous, but of course they were presented in that context when it was all happening.
Right. Well, you know, it's one thing to have your dad telling you to stop these things, but I just got to say, when you have a bunch of reviewers telling you to stop speaking in a British accent, it's harsh, okay? It's way more harsh.
Yeah, way harsh, Ty. Luckily, though, Brittany is no longer trapped in the conservatorship, and she's no longer surrounded with people who make her feel ugly. Mm-hmm. These days, we know she's a freed queen and truly seems to be living her best life. She also shared how much better she feels about herself these days.
Yeah, in her post on Instagram, Brittany says, the moment the conservatorship was over, I felt so good about myself. She also said she's stopped trying so damn hard, which I love because I will say, Brittany very much, she's one of those people that's still like, oh, trying to lose weight, I'm trying to lose weight, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm trying to lose weight. Like, those are her posts a lot.
Yeah.
And I think pregnancy is going to be so great for her. Like, just all around, you know?
Okay, okay.
And she even said she entered a whole new world and she had those, like, seedling emojis, which, again, she's growing that little seed.
Oh, God, yeah.
Listen, I speak Britney Spears fluently, so relax.
Well, I can't tell if it's seedling for talking about herself, the seed that was planted when she was 13, or seeds of the babies that baby that she's growing.
Yeah, or maybe that's to represent weed. Maybe she's finally smoking that ganj. Just living life.
She's pregnant. There's no way she's smoking that ganj. My God.
Oh, shit. That's right. Just a disclaimer, I do not condone smoking weed while pregnant. Moving on. She says, I felt beautiful. Therefore, I was. And then she had three growing heart emojis and added, what you think, therefore you are. I kind of feel 13 again. And then, of course, a bunch of emojis again.
I gotta say, I don't know how to tell Brittany this, but life can be so much better than what it is when you're 13.
Oh.
And it just sucks that she didn't get to experience that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
For her, like, going back to 13 is like, yeah, this is amazing. And it's like, damn you, failed owner Jamie Spears, for putting her in this position.
I mean, look at Jennifer Garner, you know, when she's went to 30 in a day, she was truly living her best life.
Okay, to be fair, she was head of a newspaper and lived in a penthouse in New York City at 30.
And got to be in love with Mark Ruffalo, most importantly.
God, we've mentioned him twice now.
He deserves it.
I don't disagree. But back to Brittany, she's not moving on without holding the people who wronged her accountable, which I am 100% for.
Name and shame, name and shame.
Yes, always. I should get that as an impulsive tattoo. In her post, Brittany made sure to remind us she has not forgotten who was responsible for the pain that she went through during her conservatorship. She says, even though she's feeling beautiful and much better about herself these days, there's still a lot of psychological damage, and says that damage will always be there. She says this was caused by her dad, but also makes it clear she doesn't forget keeping her in a conservatorship was a team effort, and writes how she also blames every single, all caps, person who went along with it.
As she should.
Looking at you, Jamie Lynn.
So Brittany has previously called out many of these people that were involved in the conservatorship. She blasted her mom, Lynn Spears, her sister, Jamie Lynn, in social media posts. And of course, we all remember how her sister profited off of Britney's career by writing a tell-all memoir that was released earlier this year, but I gotta say really fizzled out fast. Am I alone in feeling that way?
No, I don't know if it's because there's so much other news out there.
That's true.
That it just is not high enough, but
yeah,
I mean, I'm not mad about it.
If you're gonna have a scandal, have it now.
Mm-hmm.
Or like in the last 2 years, I've been saying that like this is the time for a scandal because it'll be replaced. So we know Brittany called these people out multiple times on social media, and in a now deleted Instagram post from November of last year, Brittany wrote in the caption, "Honestly, it still blows my mind every day I wake up how my family and the conservatorship were able to do what they did to me. It was demoralizing and degrading." And she added, "I'm not even mentioning all the bad things they did to me, which they should all be in jail for. Yes, including my church-going mother."
I love when she comes for her family.
I do too.
And she's not just coming for her family, which is the best part. She's calling out Lou Taylor and Robin Greenhill, who worked at the sports and entertainment group TriStar, which all our Spears fans will remember. TriStar was the one that managed Britney's business affairs.
So in another deleted Instagram post that she shared back in February, Britney said before they sent her away to a treatment facility, TriStar brought her into their offices to schmooze her. She said, "They sucked up to me and made me feel special, right? Ha, those same bitches killed me a week later." Brittany stressed how horrible the whole experience was, saying, "Nobody else would have lived through what they did to me. I lived through all of it, and I remember all of it." And she added, "I will sue the shit out of TriStar."
Oh, God. I am always here for somebody suing the shit out of something.
I know, because honestly, TriStar has really kind of skated under the radar through this whole thing. Like, Jamie has taken all of the heat, mostly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, real fans know.
I would just love for a day in court where everyone is lined up and the judge just literally throws the book at every single Jamie Lynn, TriStar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, is he going to throw it, have to run out, grab it, come back to his seat, throw it again? I don't think he has that many books just lying around. Because you said literally.
It's a judge. He or she would definitely be able to say, "Bailiff, get me more books."
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm here for it. I hope that happens for her and you.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.